Good morning, and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church on this, our fourth Sunday in Advent. Almost a Merry Christmas to you, but not quite yet. We're getting close, so we're excited for that. If your guests are visiting with us here this morning, we are especially glad that you are here along with all of our members alike, and a friendly reminder to please fill out an attendance card that you can find there in your pews. Order of service for this morning is Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203 in the hymnal. And so we sing now our first hymn, 342, What Hope and Eden Prophesied. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. O Lord, if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My mouth derides mine enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. barren has borne seven, but she who has many children is forlorn. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he exalts. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, will be forever. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Advent is from Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 10. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Together we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're seated now as the hymn of the day is sung. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The fourth Advent candle is lit. Shopping is nearing its end, and decorations and wrappings as well. Christmas, of course, is soon upon us, as a glance in the congregation announces with the colors that you are wearing more and more. Now, kids have likely been anticipating this big day for weeks, if not for months. And Christmas Day, of course, for us comes as no surprise, yet it's still enwrapped with great excitement. But the very first Christmas Day was much more of a surprise, though it too was expected. The arrival of the long-promised Savior of the world had been millennia in the making. But so much time continued to pass that many had fallen asleep in their expectations of the coming Christ. And 400 years had passed since the people of God in Judea had had a proper prophets. All had been quiet, generation after generation, until finally an angel appeared to Zechariah. Now, he identified himself as Gabriel, who is the chief messenger angel of God. His duty then is to announce the miraculous conception and birth of Zechariah's own son in his old age. And the son was to be named John. He would be great, and he would turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. John would go before the Lord in the spirit and in the power of Elijah, the great prophets. John's task then would be to make ready for the Lord himself a people prepared. All this meant that the Messiah himself was finally at hand. His work, though, would not begin until John was old enough to go forward and fulfill these tasks assigned to him. But the fulfillment, finally, of that greatest promise was now in sight. How excited and how joyful Zechariah must have been to receive that announcement from angel Gabriel, and now to know this sacred truth. But Zechariah could not well share his message with others, because when Gabriel had appeared to him, he doubted the angel's message, and his ability to speak was taken clean away. But Gabriel's work was not complete. Luke reports that he, the archangel of the messenger angels, was sent on to Nazareth 6 months later. There, Gabriel announced to the young virgin named Mary that she would miraculously conceive and thus bear the Son of God into the world. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, would overshadow Mary and take of her flesh in her virgin womb and fashion the God-man. This, the eternally begotten Son of God and the temporally begotten Son of Man, would also be great. But he would be called the Son of the Most High. Yahweh God would bestow upon him, as angel Gabriel had declared, the throne of his great ancestor, King David. In the span of just 6 short months, the whole world had now changed. For Zechariah, and for Elizabeth, for Mary, and for Joseph, at least for them. Our gospel text for today, for the fourth Sunday in Advent, reports Mary's immediate action following Gabriel's visit to her. In great haste, Luke reports, Mary made her way to the hill country of Judah down in the south. Gabriel had told her about Elizabeth, and Mary could not wait to go there and share this wonderful experience of miraculous conceptions with her own beloved relative. So much had now taken place that there was truly a strong measure of excitement brewing in their small families. Even so, with all of that being true, Mary could not begin to imagine the reception that she would receive from her relative Elizabeth. Nor could Elizabeth anticipate what all would next take place. Upon entering the house of Zechariah the priest, Mary greeted Elizabeth, likely with the common phrase of shalom, meaning peace, brimming, of course, with joy. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. Truly, babies in the womb are prone to movement, as they too need to change positions from time to time. So some may dismiss this as merely coincidental, but Elizabeth knew better. She had been filled with the Holy Spirit, who enabled her to speak the real truth. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Leaped for joy. That is why John, the baby, 6 months old, leaped in Elizabeth's womb. For John, too, had heard the voice of Mary. Though he could not likely detect the presence of another baby in a womb nearby, the Holy Spirit was not so limited. He himself worked faith in the heart of John, causing him to leap at the very presence of the newly pregnant Mary, and thus at the presence of the Lord Jesus himself. We are blessed, so very blessed, to have this sacred account of St. Luke, who is referred to by St. Paul in Colossians chapter 4 as the beloved physician. So Luke would be well familiar with the care of pregnant mothers and the development of the babies in their wombs. He could firmly attest to the truth of life present in the womb from the very moment that conception takes place. As a Gentile Christian, Luke would have been catechized to know the words of Psalm 22 as well. Fulfilled by the Lord Jesus, David wrote of God, "You are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God." Luke would also have heard the words of the 71st Psalm, "Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you." Such faith being worked in the hearts of the unborn is no difficult task for God the Holy Spirit. For he creates faith through the word of the gospel where and when he pleases. And Elizabeth's first words spoken to Mary are just as remarkable. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And what Zechariah was able to communicate to his wife Elizabeth, we do not know. But nothing is said to Zechariah about Mary's coming pregnancy. The Spirit of God was truly upon Elizabeth, giving her those special words to say. Elizabeth knows that Yahweh God has now been incarnate and is dwelling in the womb of his mother Mary. Truly blessed is Mary among women to be selected to be the mother of God in the flesh. And truly blessed is the Son in her womb. And all of this excitement, all of this story is because of him, the baby in Mary's womb, the one to be named Jesus. Gabriel came to announce John's conception in Elizabeth because of the coming of Jesus. Mary was visited by Gabriel too because of the coming of Jesus. Mary and Elizabeth excitedly visit with each other because of the coming of Jesus. And John leaps for joy in Elizabeth's womb because of the coming of Jesus. Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary, and John, by the working of the Holy Spirit, all knew of their need for Jesus. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All need the justification from sin that comes through the life, the death, and the resurrection of the Word of God, enfleshed in Mary's womb. The coming of Jesus is the true reason for all rejoicing. And as we shall hear once again, the event of Christ's birth is the cause of great rejoicing. Angels sing forth his praise. Shepherds hurry to see the newborn Savior. Magi from the east will arrive at Jesus' feet months later. Simeon and Anna will rejoice in the temple to see the glory of Israel. The 40th day following his birth. For this, Lord Jesus, is your reason to rejoice as well. For you too know of your sinfulness and of your need for the Savior. For faith has been worked in your heart by the Holy Spirit. You have been granted the very salvation of the Lord Jesus in the waters of holy baptism. And all that the Lord Jesus obtained by his sacrificial death upon the cross is gifted unto you: forgiveness of all your sin, eternal life with God in his great kingdom, and salvation forever and ever. Knowing this, hearing this anew this Christmas, and every time you receive the Lord's body and blood in his supper, you too rejoice, leaping for joy from now until all eternity. Amen and amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead, and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death, and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he, comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your boundless mercy, you sent your servant, John the Baptizer, to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts, we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood given us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins, and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's Day. Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated. Special. Thank you for our special music from Luann Miller there at the beginning of our service with the oboe, and of course with Mr. Keith Williams on the organ. A couple announcements before we conclude. Lifelight Bible Study does resume again in January. Signups for that are available on the table in the overflow. We do have offering envelopes for 2025 available on the tables down the hallway, so you're welcome to take those with you this morning as well. Christmas services are this Tuesday, Christmas Eve, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7:15, and 10. They'll just go through my head at night when I sleep, so just comes right on out. And Christmas Day, of course, at 10 a.m. as well. No services, though, the next two Wednesday nights, so if you were to happen to come on a Wednesday night, won't have any because of Christmas night and New Year's Day night, but we will have service on New Year's Eve, Tuesday evening, that is December 31st at 7:15, so all are invited to join us for that as well. So hope to see you this coming week as we celebrate our Lord's Nativity. 3 and 5 services are about the same service. The other ones are all different, so you're welcome to join us for all of them if you can, but definitely be there for at least one as we celebrate our Lord's birth. We go forth in his name to receive his grace anew through our fellowship with each other and, of course, sharing the word and love of Christ.